home in about an hour.
AM 1600 KIVA 95.9 FM and worldwide at ABQ.FM. 912 here in the Kiva. Love to have you come on down to the radio station today. Pick up some bumper stickers and come get a donut, some water, coffee, whatever you like. And come and join the fun here. Right here on AM 1600 KIVA and ABQ.FM. Good morning, Tego and Tracy. Let's kick off the real estate hour. Maybe a little bit late, but I appreciate your patience. Good morning.
Good morning. And live. You're live from the station down by the airport. We're live from our office at Alameda in Rio Grande.
Perfect place. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Tracy.
And kind of crisp morning, isn't it, today?
It is. It was a little bit cold. I had to put on my sweater. Almost thought about the parka.
Yeah. Pretty nice out there, though. I mean, that warm southwest sunshine, crisp mornings. I mean, that's what we love about Albuquerque and New Mexico, right? We get those cool night, warm days, you know?
So, Eddie, what time are you at your station today?
I am here all day from 9 to 5. I'll be here for the next six Saturdays. And we, of course, have a number of other events, too. I've got a bunch of lunches literally every single day of the week. Nick and Jimmy's on Mondays. We've got on Tuesdays, we'll be at a different Chick-fil-A. Wednesdays, I'll be at El Patron. So Wednesdays is El Patron. That'll be good. On Thursdays, we'll be over at Santiago's on Eubank, 1911 Eubank.
I saw you were there this week.
Yeah, that was good. And then Fridays is at Mykonos, which is a great place to eat. And Saturdays, we look at looking forward to getting together at various people's houses. But yeah, I mean, we all want different things here for our city, and we want different things for our state. But there's a lot of people in real estate who want a lot of things, and they're not necessarily able to find it. Right, Tracy? I mean, people.
That's a great, great intro there. Yes.
Good segue.
People are waiting.
One of our topics today is we have buyers waiting for the right home in certain areas to come on the market. So we kind of compiled a hot list of what we're looking for today. You know, if you're thinking of selling and your house matches one of these buyer wants, give us a ring at 933-6881, and we'd love to talk with you about matching it up and making a marriage and finding a buyer for your home. So, Tego, what's the first one?
Well, you know, a couple topics today, Eddie. So first off, we want to talk about, you know, buyer wants. And it's interesting because we haven't really seen it this strong in a long time, right, Tracy, where there's buyers out there waiting for the right house to come on the market.
Right.
And part of that is, you know, there was the big news, if you want to call it big news, but the news story in the paper this week and a bunch of different places was about January home sales being so strong. And I want to talk about what's happening here in the Albuquerque area on that. And the other topic, Eddie, we can talk about probably in the second section is the National Association of Realtors buyer and seller surveys. And it's pretty fascinating if you're a buyer or you're a seller, just kind of seeing what's important to both sides and how people are finding homes and all that fun stuff.
And of course, we're going to feature a couple homes of the week this week. We have a couple great ones new on the market. So we're going to get to that as well. So buyer wants.
Yeah.
I know they're kind of all over the city. The first one might be a four-bedroom La Cueva district with a pool or a yard big enough for a pool, and they're looking, I mean, they're ready to go, lender qualified up to $520,000, and they're looking out. They're actually going out today, so call us if you have something you want them to consider. Uptown area, Tego?
Call where?
933-6881. And you know, Chriselle is here today again answering the phones.
That's right.
We appreciate Chriselle being here and grabbing all those calls, especially while we're out. You know, I go straight from here up to Tierra Monte to walk some land with a prospective buyer. So I'm in my warm boots this morning.
You're in your hiking some land boots.
Yeah. But it's beautiful. I'm going to look out over the city. I'll wave to the airport area, Eddie, and
beautiful spot up there.
Oh, yeah.
So,
hello.
You know, other things, I mean, just to give you a rundown, Eddie, these are agents that have buyers that are looking for homes in uptown area under 200,000, three bedroom updated.
Okay.
2,000 square foot or less gated community, kind of anywhere up to 350,000.
Wow.
And they're specifically looking like in Tanawan, but they also like something like Jubilee, which is down in Las Lunas. That's a active adult community.
They might be able to buy two in Las Lunas at that. So you just said under 2,000 in a gated community for $350,000. Now, I know sometimes when someone jumps on Zillow, they have something that says make me move. As a status. That would be one of those, make me move. So if you're thinking about relocating or perhaps hopefully just downsizing or maybe even just upsizing and you know, own a home in the gated community and $350,000 or less, and you want to go ahead and sell your home, 2,000 square foot or less, $350,000 is what the buyer's willing to pay. That's nice.
That means they're looking for a nice high-quality home. I assume single-story. Because Jubilee is active adult and they're all single stories. So there's another one. This is a very specific need in Tanawan on the golf course, up to 550,000, 2,600 square feet or bigger, decent sized yard. This is a buyer that's also pre-qualified, lending ready to go, missed out on a few already. If you're on the golf course in Tanawan and you're thinking of selling, call us and let's see if we can put this together. Tego, another one.
I like this. I can keep going on this. I'm writing these down, so slow down just a little bit. I'm not able to keep up with you. These are fantastic because on the price per square foot basis, you just said, I think, 2,600 square feet up to $550,000.
Right.
I mean, and this is a buyer who's tired of going through the rigmarole and missing out every single time. This is just bad luck. They're looking for somebody that wants to sell to them. That's a nice price for a seller.
Yes, it is. So Knob Hill, there's actually two buyers looking. One is up to about 250 and the other up to 300. They're looking for a nice 2 to 3 bedroom, 2 bath home, not a 1 bath. I know it's a little bit hard in Knob Hill, you know, to get 2 baths and probably a garage. So up to 300,000 on one buyer and up to 250 on the other. So Knob Hill's pretty broad.
Mm-hmm.
I think what they really mean is probably north of Central generally and just a little bit south of Central, kind of Tillet probably, and all the way up to, I don't know, Carlisle maybe even San Mateo.
So I think the takeaway here is there are buyers out there, and I think a lot of the people that maybe have been kind of on the fence about selling. Remember how we were talking a year or two ago about the buyers on the fence about buying because it was, you know, kind of unsure?
Yeah.
Now it's time for the sellers to start thinking. It's like, you know, I've been kind of on the fence about selling, but I'm not really sure what my home might be worth. And, it, you know, I don't think it's recovered enough for me to sell it or, you know, whatever their situation is.
Right.
You know, you need to get a fresh market analysis. Figure out what your home may be worth in the current market.
So can I make a point here, Tracy, before you jump in?
Ahead.
I want to just make a point with regard to new construction. And there's a tremendous amount of new construction for apartments. And we've talked about a few different areas, especially a new builder coming out, trying to replicate the Toll Brothers. I think it's called HB Brothers or something like that.
Hakes Brothers.
So we have these people who are, you know, looking to do something here. I have to say it's a time for new construction because there's a flight to quality. These people have already looked and picked through everything. They're looking for specific qualities. Knob Hill, Tanawan, that area, gated communities. So I think there's time for builders to start coming in and building quality product because some of the stuff that's out there, maybe they're not even just interested. You have that 3-bedroom, 2-bath. I know specifically because having lived in the Knob Hill area and downtown before, that's very hard to find specifically for, you know, properties, houses that were built in the 50s and 60s and redone.
Right. And, you know, there's not a lot of areas where there's infill opportunities for new construction in the Knob Hill area. So most people are, you know, looking and they may have to buy something and update it, modify it, add on to it to make it their dream home. But, you know, Tego does have, speaking of new construction, a great spot on our website where you can look for new homes because, as we've talked about before, new home builders work with realtors and the new home builder sales staff works for the builder. So you need a good realtor working for you, even with new construction. So on our website at welcomehomeabq.com, you can find new homes under the search tab, new construction homes, and look at what's out there right on our website.
So
I just wanted to mention, too, that, you know, we were talking about houses and we've got houses on the market. We have a person on our team, Chelsea Countryman, and Chelsea's been crushing it, and she works with sellers. So okay. She's the one that typically on our team comes out and meets with a seller, talks to them about the market, and helps them put their financing strategy or their pricing strategy in place to put their house on the market as a product for sale. So when people call us very often, Tego and I aren't the ones they meet with. It's Chelsea, and she's really a home sales specialist on our team. So give us a call, and we can set something up with her, most likely, to help people get their homes sold. I was going to say, we talked about buyers in the pipeline. So one of the things that's great about our team is Chelsea has about 20 houses in the pipeline right now that are coming on the market in the next 2 to 3 weeks. So if you are looking for a house and what you're looking for you're not finding right now, call us. We might have that in our pipeline as an upcoming house, and we can match you to it before there's so much competition. Because this past week, I think we sold 3 houses with, you know, basically first day on the market.
Mostly
with multiple offers. So it is tough as a buyer. You know, you need a great realtor representing you so that you get the inside line. They know how to negotiate really hard for you. Negotiating is one of the things where I think realtors really earn their keep.
Yes, absolutely. And as a man who has used Tracy and Tego's negotiation, I'm just going to say this. I mean, my last day, the amount of money I saved was tremendous, and that wouldn't have come through. Not to mention presenting my offer. Having the stamp of Tego and Tracy Venturi was important to me as a home buyer. It meant, A, I had market knowledge. B, they could take my offer seriously because I was qualified. And there could be a professional conversation amongst realtors at the highest level. And I really appreciated that what you did for me. Again, Tego, Tracy, how could people reach you on the internet and, of course, on your phone?
On the internet, we are at welcomehomeabq.com, welcomehomeabq.com, or even easier, abq.realty.
And 933-6881. Chelsea's Chriselle is here answering phones today along with a couple other of us. So
let's talk about real quick the January homes sales in the market and what's happening right there before we get to the National Association of Realtors buyer and seller surveys and the homes of the week in the next segment. I just want to kind of round up how well January did.
Sure. So January, there was a story, it was an AP story that came out. It was published in the Journal this last week talking about how hot January was and we're off to a great start and blah, 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 you know, all that stuff. So it's interesting how those stories get such legs. And you know all about that, Eddie, right?
Yeah.
You know how these stories just, you know, okay, this is the mantra that we're going with this week. And so, and that's great. And it's fine. I mean, you know, we want to put out the positive news on real estate. Real estate is important to everybody. And it was a strong year, but the only caution I have with that is these national stories, you always got to go, okay, well, how does that apply to me? How does that apply to my neighborhood? How does that apply to my city? However, so let me go back. Let me tell you just January, Albuquerque, 2017, it was the most number of homes sold in a January since 2007. So I think we can safely say, Eddie, that, you know, housing is back, housing is healthy, mm-hmm. and at this point, I see no indication that's going to change.
Good. I'm happy to see that. And going forward with the amount of inventory we imagine, and with the current sales demand and upward pressure on interest rates, we would see the same activity, but we could see it increase even more if people would just list their house and start to sell it, right?
Right. And the thing we need more than anything are more of these, let's call them entry-level homes, the lower price points. That's mm-hmm. where the most demand is right now, okay. And the least supply.
Although we've got a lot of needs higher.
Yeah, no, but the thing I'm getting at, Tracy, is the move-up buyer, right? The move-up buyer, the person that's maybe still in their first home and they're ready to move up to that next level of home, that's where the opportunity may be.
Right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more of Tego and Tracy in the Real Estate Hour right here on AM 1600 KIVA and 95.9 FM. If you want to go ahead and text in any questions for Tego and Tracy this morning, you can do so at 550-5500. That's 550-5500. And you can also call in if you want to go ahead and call in a question. We might be able to get to you here this morning on AM 1600 KIVA, 95.9 FM. Back in a moment.
I'll open up the door. shopping for a home loan, ask your employer to add the group mortgage benefit plan to their employee benefits menu. There's no cost to your employer and nothing for them to manage. As the employee, you will see significant savings on your closing costs and receive expert local service. I'm Charlie Sparks at Pinnacle Capital Mortgage and have over 30 years experience in mortgage lending. I will be happy to show you and your company how easy it is to add this valuable employee benefit plan. Just call or text me at 505-350-3745. That's Charlie Sparks at Pinnacle Capital Mortgage, 505-350-3745, or visit mortgagenm.net, NMLS 195031.
Hi, I'm Dr. Don Rogers with the New Mexico Eye Clinic. Our office is taking care of patients in the Albuquerque area for over 30 years. We are located in Rio Rancho, where we have a full-service, complete eye care practice, providing care of both medical and surgical eye diseases. We have a full-service optical dispensary and contact lens laboratory. We have the only LASIK center on the west side, so patients don't have to leave Rio Rancho for their LASIK. We are located behind the Smiths at 1316 Jackie Road, Suite 850. For your next eye care appointment, call the New Mexico Eye Clinic at 891-0880. That's 891-0880.
Play It Again Sports on Manal Northeast is your complete sporting goods store. Clubs for kids to adults or the casual player. Buy, sell, trade, consign. Play It Again Sports, 7401 Manal, 881-0551.
Hi, I'm Kevin with Futons and Frames. We've been doing business in Albuquerque for over 30 years. We have the largest selection of futon frames in the state. Our futons are made right here in the USA. So if quality, service, and knowledge of product matter to you, then come on down to 4311 Manal or call us at 881-6863.
This is Eddie Aragon, the Rock of Talk, and I'm getting started on my 2017 early with Ultra Shape. Instead of adding pounds and adding weight and expanding my waist size like I do every year, I'm shrinking down 2 to 3 inches just over the next month. How is that possible? Well, Ultra Shape uses this focused ultrasound vibration to vibrate intracellular water around fat cells. It destroys them completely. There's no bruising, swelling after the treatment, and it doesn't affect any of my other tissues, including my skin, nerves, blood vessels, or any of my muscles. This technology has been used successfully for the past decade in Europe and Canada, and now it's right here in Albuquerque. This is nothing like the cold treatments that you've heard about for fat reduction. There's no contour irregularities, nerve pain, or runaway fat growth with UltraShape. Call right now for a no-obligation complimentary consultation today. Do it for yourself. 232-1520. That's 232-1520, and get your no-obligation consultation today. Tell them the Rock of Talk sent you at 232-1520. Don't put off being the you that you want to be.
Hi, this is Jessica from Total Blinds and Window Tinting. We are the Metro's best resource for all your residential and commercial window covering needs, including blinds, shades, shutters, and tint. We are locally owned and operated and offer the area's only price match guarantee. Call us today for your free in-home consultation at 366-9696. That's 366-9696. Or visit the Total Blinds showroom on the northwest corner of University and Manal. Total Blinds and Window Tinting.
Just anybody, you know I need someone. 9:30 a.m. right here on the Rock of Talk. This, of course, is Small Business Saturday and the Real Estate Hour, brought to you each and every week by Tigo and Tracy Venturi, the Venturi team from Keller Williams Realty, talking about what's hot, what's not. And we actually featured a number of homes, which was very cool. It's a couple of homes in Nob Hill that your buyer wants, I should say, $250,000 to $300,000. Three-bedroom, two-bath. If you have any of those requests where you want to go ahead and answer them with the sale of your home, you can do so. Tracy, how could people reach you?
Sure. Give us a ring, 933-6881. That's our realtor on duty number, and we try to man that pretty much all the time. So,
and I got a question.
6881.
Yeah. That's 933-6881. I got a question for you coming from a listener. I want to sell Tigo and Tracy, but I need to make a few repairs and updates first. Will they help with that? Thank you. That's from Marie. Anything?
Yeah, thanks, Marie. We really appreciate that question. So we have, we believe the best thing to do is meet with us first. We'll help you put together the plan of what's important for buyers so that your house can be presented really well. We have a lot of go-to people, as we've talked about before. So if you need help with any of those updates, repairs, or just making the house show ready, we can help with that. You know, the thing is, a lot of people wait And it takes time to get your house ready for market, right?
Well, you know, that's an interesting stat. And to what Marie said is one of the largest regret when they did surveys of home sellers is the largest regret of a home seller is they waited too long to start getting ready to get their home on the market. And so, yes, backing up and saying, okay, what do we need to do to merchandise this? Now it becomes a product, right? It goes from a home to a house, right? It's kind of we joke about that, right, Tracy? It's kind of like, you know, it's not – a home is where you make memories and you have, you know, all these family gatherings, and it's one thing. But at one point when you're ready to sell, it becomes a product, and so you need to merchandise it, which is doing exactly what she's talking about, backing up and seeing what's important and what's going to make the most, give you the most bang for the buck from a repair standpoint and fix up.
Right, and we'd rather meet with you before you start doing the work.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of times what you think is on the list is different from what we think is on the list.
Right.
So you might be overdoing it and overthinking it, and we might think your house is more ready for market today than you do, and you might have things on the list that aren't going to be dollar productive for you. So let us help you decide, because we know what the buyers are looking for.
There you go, Marie. So if you have any questions on that, you can visit welcomehomeabq.com. Sorry, Tigo, to jump in.
No. I was just going to say, you know what's interesting, Eddie? Probably the number one thing you can do to get your home ready to sell doesn't really cost you much money, and that's cleaning. Mm-hmm. Inside, outside, everything. You know, make it sparkle. And that's just, you know, that's sweat equity. That's just working and getting it cleaned up, making it look good. And, you know, it's amazing how far that will go in presenting your property. So Tracy, homes of the week. We got a few new listings here this week that I think we want to let everybody know about.
So this is, you know, straight from our website. You can check out all the newest listings also on welcomehomeabq.com. We have a really great one. It's in Pepper Tree, 6220 Park Tree, $325,000. It's 1,873 square feet. It's a Scott Patrick neighborhood, known for light, bright. It's very close to, like, Tanawan, just south of Academy, near Lowell. A much-loved area. $325,000, it's sure to sell quickly, so if you're interested in that, call us right away at 933-6881, and we'd love to show it to you. It's on a cul-de-sac. It's just gorgeous. You know, Google it if you're not on our website.
What's the address? So give that address again so people can Google it.
6220 Park Tree.
Place.
Yep. Yeah. And another one that came on the market yesterday, it's in North Rio Grande, near Alameda, very near our office, 9417 Rio Grande, and it's $975,000, so it's not for everybody, but it's 4,400 square feet. It has a guest house.
Oh, wait. I disagree. I think that is for everybody. Yeah. It's just if you can afford it or not, right?
There you go. The thing about it is that it's sort of different for a North Valley property.
Yeah.
It's contemporary.
Yeah.
It's very clean, contemporary, updated, kind of, you know, it's not a real Southwest feel. It's really cool.
The wine room in this house is crazy.
And it's on about 2 acres, right?
Yeah.
With a pool, a casita. So if you're interested in that one, let us know, 933-6881.
You know what's cool about that one, house, Tracy? It actually backs up to the Bosque, right?
Right to the river ditch.
Right up to the ditch there, the Yasekias and everything between Rio Grande Boulevard and the river itself.
Yep, and it's lush. It's beautiful. Of course, it's not quite lush yet, but it will be really soon.
We're getting there.
So it's a nice one. We have others, so check it out. Northeast Heights on Derrickson. We have some upcoming. We have one on Terra Vista, which is near Southern and Wantabo, kind of just south of I-40, before you get to, like, Volterra neighborhood. Beautiful home in North Rio Rancho on Rangel Loop. That's getting a lot of attention, and a really cool adobe on Sunset Garden. I think we talked about that one last week.
We did. Yeah. It's a good one.
That's kind of the quick rundown on my favorite houses of the week, so we appreciate that.
Good stuff, Tracy. I appreciate that. Let's talk about, and by the way, if you have any questions for Tigo and Tracy, you can text them in at 550-5500, or you can call in at 550-5500 as well. Let's get into the buyer and seller surveys and maybe some of our affordability compared to other states. How well is the real estate market doing here?
You know, so the National Association of Realtors, which is, you know, our association, largest, you know, trade association in the country, largest trade association in New Mexico, actually. Over 6,000 members in New Mexico and about 3,200 here in just Albuquerque. the National Association of Realtors does a lot of good work. One of the things they do is lobbying, and I know everybody doesn't like lobbying, and there's something, but you know, the things the NAR is fighting for are personal property rights, you know, and you know, real property rights, I should say. And that's, you know, that's one of the founding, you know, principles of our country in general. And so I, you know, that property rights thing, and I know you're a big property rights guy, Eddie.
I am.
And so it's, you know, it's important that there's an advocate out there for that. But one of the things they do every year is a study of home buyers and home sellers, and it gives us some really good insight onto what buyers and sellers are thinking. And I think you got the slides there, Eddie, but the first thing I want to talk about were the first time home buyers, and what we've seen. I've got a chart here going back to 1993. The median since 93, or excuse me, I should say it's the average, is about 40% of the buyers have been first-time home buyers. However, over the last 5 years, it's been below that average. In 2016, it was 35%. So there's still, what I would interpret there is that there's still room for growth for first-time home buyers coming into market. And I know we talk about the millennials all the time, and mm-hmm. you know, what are they doing,
right.
and every study that's been out there has just said that they're just delayed, they're taking longer than my generation and, mm-hmm. and your generation, Eddie, you're next. Okay, got it. Yeah. I'm a late boomer, so you know, our generation, you know, moved a little bit faster on some of these, you know, settling down and their life decisions. So,
well, that's a good study, and that's from the 2017 National Association of Realtors survey, and it's the largest trade organization in the state of New Mexico. It'd be fun to drill down on those numbers, Tego, with you, as it pertains to locally. Unfortunately, we don't have the time, so we'll have to reserve that for another week.
We do live, right? We just keep going and going.
We could, and then Tracy would be like, I got to get out and sell homes.
I get to go up to the foothills, and I'm excited.
One last thing. How about affordability? How affordable is New Mexico, and why does it continue to be a beacon in the property market nationally?
Yeah, you know, New Mexico is in the western region is the most affordable from housing affordability standpoint.
And that's
in the
how
west.
Much you make versus how much it costs
correct.
To have your housing.
Correct. You know, when you look at every place else around the country, in the West in particular, we're still the best when it comes to that. You know, places now up in the Rust Belt, and you know, I'm from that area, so I'm not going to bash it, but the affordability is better in some of those areas, let's just say.
Traditionally it has been, especially for the last 5-6 years, but I'm looking at some of the numbers now. It's actually some of the highest booming areas, some of the old Rust Belt states.
That's right.
That are redoing some market stuff. They're fast becoming one of the places to move to. Tracy, Tego, how can people reach you?
You know, give us a ring, 933-6881. We look forward to talking to you.
Or online at welcomehomeabq.com.
Thank you both. Thanks for joining me here this morning on the Real Estate Hour. Always fun kicking it off with Tego and Tracy Venturi. Welcomehomeabq.com is the website. Stay tuned. The Lone Star Home Loan folks are up next. Sean Stringfellow and the crew coming in, the gentlemen this morning, and love to always hear from them and the help you get into your next home. Back in a moment with more great talk when we return.
I'll open up the doors.